Training by Anders Carlson Wee. When we part the brush and rush the bank, the bodies bob face up and face down in the mountain stream like apples in a Halloween game. Our headlamps paint skin bluer than it really is, but it's blue. Holding the neck of who's closest, we lift her to the shore. I start my ABCs. Thanks to the frigid water, half her symptoms are real. For the other half, she whispers answers to me. In 5 minutes, we have all the victims on land, even the one who proclaims himself dead. I represent mouth to mouth by pinching her nose and saying, breathe. I know it's wrong, but I sneak peeks at the fullness of her lips, their dark hue. I pinch. I say, breathe. We're doing all this because that boy drowned and might have lived if his family had had the right training. She tells me she's breathing again. I take her pulse. It's weak and thready, she whispers. I pretend I'm ripping off her clothes and wrapping her in blankets. When she comes to, she doesn't have to whisper anymore. In her normal voice, she asks what happened, though this too is scripted.